This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, May 5th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Before I start, I need to extend happy birthday to Erin Green. Yesterday, she made it to 50, 5-0. That woman is old as dirt, my Lord. But if you haven't called her as yet to extend regards and happy birthday to her, definitely call her tomorrow. If you have her number to WhatsApp her, please wish her a happy birthday. 50 is a big age. People not getting to that age nowadays. And it's something to be proud about, something to celebrate, something to extend best wishes to her for. So please wish Erin Green happy birthday. I forgot. Usually my Facebook, it prompts me on these things. So I'm always ahead and say, hey, this person's birthday, and it's right. Happy birthday, Sen, right? But it didn't prompt me. So I missed the birthday. So, you know, I had to make it up. So happy birthday, Erin Green. Happy birthday. 5-0, celebrating. I have one or two housekeeping I want to do before I start. This one of those despondent type days. Some things been happening, and I said, I don't know what to say. And I read the headline in the Tribune, headline in the Guardian, and that's what I'm going to be concentrating upon today. So more likely, if you see the headline, brace yourself. I want you to brace yourself and start calling now, because that's what I'm going to be concentrating on today. Because, you know, when you're disappointed, I'm disappointed to the point where I just do not know what to say. I don't know if I should be mad, if I should be vexed or at it, if I should cry, get emotional, if I should get an outrage and throw things down, you know, get a whip and start beating people inside this temple. I just don't know. And because it's so close to the general election, I don't want to influence anyone, you know. For the past couple of days, I've been doing one or two analysis. But I'm trying not to sway anyone left or right, but just to present the information to you, and you vote how you want to vote, right? But the information is there. The information is there. And then if that information you got sway you, that's between you and your God and your party or your person you plan to vote on. But some things that are happening that I wonder if these people take me for nuts. Like an Inagua donkey. Sometimes I feel like just bread, right? Like this can't be happening to me, and to us in this country. But let me go back to the housekeeping. The other day, I was doing my stepfather's business, right? Every month, and trying to make sure his bank's accounts are adequate. During the printout, I realized that he had about 15 or so, $1.62 cents charges right after each other, $1.62, $1.62, $1.62, and I thought it was like transaction fees, right? But usually when the bank transaction fees is like when he's doing a withdrawal or whatever, or deposit, you know, there's a transaction fee. But I know he didn't do any, and it was just too many of them. So I went inside and say, hey, Mr. Bankman, right? What are all of these $1.62 charges for? They didn't ask me who the account is. And that's cool because they see I had the ATM card. They see I had the printout. They know definitely I had the access to it. And so she looked quickly. She asked me who I am later on. And then the conversation stopped, of course. She asked, looked quickly and said, these are some YouTube charges. My stepfather, my old man, don't know how to use a cell phone. He is not computer savvy. Even though it's a debit card, he has never used it as a credit card to charge anything. It's an ABM card. That's it. He withdraws, he deposits, that's it, right? So definitely the charges there were not his. So I had to start that process to say, hey, This is how the fishes start. They start seeing if nobody complains, and they move from $1.62 to the $5, and move from the $5 to $100 and they wipe you out. So I start panicking. I freeze the account, right? Then I realize that he's under, what do you call it? He does not have sufficient identification. Under-identified. Him being an elderly gentleman, senior man, right? He has declared he's not traveling anywhere, so he's not getting a passport. So he didn't get no more passport for decades now, right? So his passport expired. He has his NIB card, the old one for the old people, NIB pensioners card. And he said that's the only one he's going to maintain, and he tends to maintain that. But when, of course, he lost or misplaced his voter's card, right? He votes every 5 years. He has that, but he misplaced it. And as I try to help him open up his account, they said that they need more identification cards. His NIB card is not sufficient for him to re-engage his money. So he was vexed. The old man was vexed that he could not get access to his money no more. Stop. Because you have the passport, and you know the register, the voters thing is postponed, whatever it is. But I was able to go to the registrar place for the parliamentary registrar, and they gave him a certified copy. Not a voter's card per se, but a certified copy identification card. I didn't know that was such a thing. And that he was able to use that to re-engage his account. So that's one housekeeping thing. Yesterday, I got a phone call from Trinidad. It says Trinidad on my cell phone, right? Trinidadian gentleman came on the phone, and he said, "Is this Mr. Nuri?" I said, "Yes, it is Mr. Nuri, who you may be, you know." And he said, "He's from Trinidad." He says, "From the bank he's from," and said that your account has been compromised. So I was half asleep, right? I said, "What do you mean compromised?" He said, "There have been several withdrawals." I said, "What kind of withdrawals are you talking about?" Say, 500 there, 500 there. And I said, "But you know what you mean, 500? You know how much $500 is? So several $500 withdrawals. And I have a Finco card. It's not a smart card like a debit card. All this does is withdraw and deposit. It's a simple thing. I had it for decades. It pays the mortgage, right? So when I realized that it had been compromised, I said, "Lord, look how the people are going to try to compromise my mortgage and only have a couple more, one or two more years to pay," right? So I panicked. And the gentleman from Trinidad said, "Hey, by the way, what is your date of birth?" And of course, I blurted out. And when I blurted my date of birth, I said, "This could be the fisher here. He might be trying to get the rest of the money." But I needless to say, Royal Bank has been gracious. They've been helping me, right? There have been several withdrawals from my account. But I'm seeing that it's now happening to a number of people. Right. So if you have your account and you haven't checked it for a while, I would advise you to check your ABM card, your debit cards. It was odd that this ABM card got hit because it does not have, online presence. It's just a savings account, but has online withdrawals. The series of $500 withdrawals were online withdrawals. So that freaked me out. Like, how you get access to a regular bank card, right? I thought that for people who have eight debit cards, not for people who just have a regular ABM card. So that was peculiar to me. I wanted to voice that because I'm concerned and I'm hoping that a number of people, especially elderly people, people who just pay their mortgage on their card, who don't really go through it, to go check your card, man. Go check your card because some people out there thieving your money. They thief in your money like how there's thief land on a family island, right? Just the squat there, and then years later you found that people been living on it. Nuri, thank you for the heads up. I have the same problem with that bank, and they don't have no phone contact. Yes, Finco has no phone contact. So I probably panic when I look at the back of the card and I say, "Who do I call?" They say, "Hey, freeze it," because there's several big money coming off this card, and I need it to stop now. So I panicked. But like I said, I call RBC, and RBC reached out to me, and they were able to assist me. I'm going back there today because the line was long. I couldn't wait because I had to rush back to Guardian Radio. This person said, "Mine is Scotia. These banks are negligent." My father's bank account was Scotia. And so I understand. I understand. It looks like you're going through all of the banks now. So like I said, check. Go check, right? Especially if you have one of those debit cards when you do international transactions, especially if you do withdrawals, right? Because like I said, that Finco, all I do is pay the mortgage. I don't do nothing. That just sits there, right? Just deposits, right? And to know that my withdrawal came from that was peculiar to me, and that shocked me. And so I plan to go there and try rescue my couple thousand dollars for going, right? Not a couple thousand, like small money, but more than that. Yeah, anyway, I'd say that. Now I'm on to the show. What I'm frustrated about, disappointed on, and I want to hear your commentary on this, because some people seem as if they don't care about us as Bahamians, and I don't know how to interpret it. The headline for the Tribune today, government moves to wipe Miller's $30 million loan. See, Lord have mercy. When I read this, I just threw the whole paper down. I mean, the Tribune, thick, Guardian kind of thin. But when I saw it in the Tribune, and I dropped the whole big, thick Tribune down and said, this can't be true. Someone manipulating me now, because this don't make no sense. Because I've been wondering, and I assume that Mr. Miller paid back this loan, right? And talk about this idle talk about simply going to wipe it off. It hurt me. It hurt me so much that I said, man, I can't even read this article because this don't make no sense. A rage came into me. I said, certain people, these people trying to make rich, and certain people, these people trying to stay poor. That's what the emotions. And so I could say, let me come and read it. And like I said, I don't want to sway you any kind of way. But this can't happen to us. Someone needs to, decent people need to inquire and say, is this true? And then make some phone calls and say, no, stop it. This can't happen. We can't be making millionaires and making poor people stay poor. It goes, say, documents suggest the debt was used to cover unpaid rent, which means we ain't pay the man. $30 million worth of rent we ain't pay. We decided to just write it off, right? And nobody suspicious, concerned, right? Party member, like nobody concerned, like saying, no. How much money rent is that? Where else we renting? Who else we renting? We know, we just had the gentleman table how much rental units the government is renting from him. Imagine, we see how expensive his rent is. By the end of this, we have to give him some free land. We may see the detriment when you hint into what's these things. It might be worse than we think. We might not be paying no rent for nobody. And when it adds up, whatever interest it is, we might have to say, man, you see Paradise Island, that's yours. You want Rum Key? That's yours, because we can't pay. But let's read this thing. Because I got concerned. Like I said, someone have me for going. Documents suggest the government has authorized a deal that would use lease payments allegedly owed to Leslie Miller's Summer Winds Plaza companies to clear his more than $30.5 million Bank of the Bahamas bailout debt and millions in real property taxes. However, Damian Gomez Casey, Mr. Miller's attorney and former Minister of State for Legal Affairs, told Tribune Business yesterday that we have not yet finalized a settlement in the long-running dispute over the government's alleged breaches of several lease agreements for public agencies to rent space at the Summerwinds Plaza complex on Tawnique Williams Highway. It continues to the business section of the Tribune. It says, he spoke after Tribune Business reviewed. Let's see the business section. With this section so thick, I don't even know where the business section is like this. I'm looking for the business section inside the Tribune. The Tribune just thick, man. All kind of things. I don't know where to look. What's the business section here? It's in the back. Looking for it. Bear with me. It's a continuous business story, but it doesn't. Okay, there it is. That's an odd continuation. But let's read it from here. It says, an ex-cabinet minister's attorney yesterday joked, say he joked, you know more than me, after documents appear to show the government has decided to offset his client's $30.5 million loan debt to the Bank of the Bahamas bailout vehicle, plus millions in real property taxes against outstanding lease monies. Damian Gomez, KC, himself a former Minister of State for Legal Affairs, told Tribune Business that negotiations remain ongoing and we have not yet finalized a settlement over the long-standing dispute involving the government's alleged breaches of multiple lease agreements for various public sector agencies to rent a space in Leslie Miller's Summer Winds Plaza complex off Tony Williams Highway. He spoke after Tribune Business saw a document suggesting the government has already taken concrete steps to initiate a deal where the rent purportedly due to Mr. Miller and his Summer Winds Plaza companies will be used to offset, meaning to effectively repay the $30 million plus owed to the Bahamas Resolve. The bailout vehicle that removed $267 million in toxic commercial loans from Bank of the Bahamas balance sheet, plus a lease of $2.5 million in outstanding real property taxes. An internal government memorandum dated June 27, 2025, said, having regard to cabinet conclusion, ICO 44th meeting, regular conclusion, one of the cabinet authorized the offset. Conclusion one, the cabinet authorized the offset of amounts owed by Summer Wind to Resolve Bahamas and real property tax against payments owed under various lease agreements for Summer Winds. The latest real property tax bills for a portion of the Summer Winds Plaza, which has been home to the Road Traffic Department since 2024, appears to show this offset may have already been implemented, while real property taxes due to the owning of the now-closed Mario Bowling and Entertainment Palace were shown at $2.11 million in 2025, with some of the arrears dating back to 2009. The present 2026 tax bill shows just $70,000 $140 as owing, suggesting the prior multi-million sum has been wiped out. Several sources said that as of 2025, total real property taxes due on Summer Winds Plaza, both past due and owing, amounted to more than $5 million. Mr. Gomez confirmed that such an offset between outstanding rents on one side and the real property tax and Bahamas Resolve debts on the other side is the settlement. It continues on B4. Concept under discussion said he was unaware of the real property tax move. They have done it already? They have not sent me any written confirmation, he replied. When contacted by Tribune Business yesterday, that means they would have already changed the books, but they haven't yet told us that. I will call and find out what's going on. You have more information than me. They have not sent anything to me in writing, confirmation in writing of what we verbally agreed to, Mr. Gomez. Mr. Gomez, though, added that the contents of the government memorandum detailing the cabinet conclusion, as well as the seeming real property taxes offset, were consistent with what had been discussed in the settlement negotiations. The reflective of what I have personally agreed to, he said, I've got an informal agreement agreed to, but I'm waiting for a document. I'm being patient, but that's as much as I can say. We have been negotiating, but we have not yet finalized and resolved it. I am not sure whether it will be resolved before the election is over. This has been a rather messy affair. And this continues to go on, but I want to analyze it before, instead of going through it, because you might want to call in and comment on that, because this is messy. This is unfortunate. I see how it's being manipulated that, oh, we owe him the money, so therefore we're writing it off because it balanced out. But there was a special vehicle entity that was established, Resolve. Resolve is in charge of getting the payment for the Bahamian people. This is not a part of cabinet anymore, right? This is not a cabinet to making decisions. Resolve is supposed to be trying to get the money and payments from Mr. Miller, right? The government, the cabinet, has budgeted out the payment for renting the driver's license place, the road traffic. The money there, they already budgeted out. That money has been allocated. It's been gone into the general debate in terms of how much money we're supposed to pay it, and it's in the what you call the money place. It's in the anyway. The point is, the money for the rental has already been established and it's being put on the side for it. So you can't. There's nothing to write off. There's nothing to write off because the money has already been budgeted. So look to me as if we're paying twice. We're paying one by writing off the bill, right? And then the next one because the money has already been allocated, put set aside to pay all the rental places, right? It's not that we didn't budget it out. So something uneasy is happening here. I am concerned. I want the Bahamian people to be concerned. Mind you, cabinet already made a decision. They don't give a damn about us. They don't really care what we think. This is a conclusion. This is a written off altogether. But this is not nice at all. What they're doing to us is not nice at all. And I need to say it out loud that I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do about it. But what they're doing to us, what is happening, it's not nice, man. You don't do that to Bahamians, man. You don't do it to Bahamians and do so blatantly in front of our faces, man. You don't do that, man. We give Leslie a contract so he can make back his money, you know. You say, you have road traffic. You make your dollars, and when you make your dollars, you pay Resolve back the money. You just don't make profit and keep it. That's why we give him the big contract there and say, man, you straight. We can help you out. And now we're saying that you ain't got to pay it back no more. It write off. It just write off. And Captain can say, no. Even though we have already allocated the money in the budget. That's what the word I was trying to get. Even though we already allocated the money in the budget to pay Leslie Miller's rent. Right? Even though we have assigned the money someplace. Right, we got to go. Someone need to go back now and see where did the money that was assigned to pay the rent and how many other entities. Because, you know, we have a person who's running in politics now who have 20 buildings that we rent from them. I wonder if we pay any of his rentals. Are we delinquent? And we see how much the rent is for these new places. By the end of it, it'll be like $1 billion. We about to give them an island. Say, man, we can never pay this off. Even though we budget to pay it, we allocated the money, right? You about to just take an island. See, this is not nice, man. You don't do that to us. I see you have a caller here. There's more things I got to read, but I just heard. I just heard. You don't do that to me, man. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You live.
Hey, morning, buddy.
Good morning. You kind of muffled, though, but good morning.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Very poignant question. Was this story thought from effective journalistic research?
You're trying
or is this just a story because of the season on the propaganda effect of it? Because the reason why I ask the question is because if they can find a story like this, because this is a lot of pieces to this puzzle, now that you've read the article in detail, I didn't get a chance to read the article, but you read the article in detail, they sourced in years, department, players, and a total outcome for a significant problem that stretches across the entire political spectrum. This is not only dealing with this one particular person. There are rares in the private sector, there are rares in the public sector, I don't know where this one falls.
This is
when it comes. So go ahead.
This is why I'm concerned, because okay. We have other former parliamentarians, future parliamentarians, who we rent from now, and it seems as if we are not paying any of them their rental, their rental fees.
Okay, we're on the same page. Yeah. So so my point is to wrap it up. Every fourth year, or fifth year, or 1 month, or 1 week before the bell, the conclusion of the ringing of the bell happens, which is the poll. We are fed, or informed, or enlightened with this information. And this is dominant information because we're not talking about a small figure. And if you add up in total, like you said, all of the cronyism, all of the friends, family, and lovers, it is a significant effect because when my phone rings, hypothetically speaking, to be sourced with a debt collection, you know, I am in fear for these fellas. They run around, they have no fear. I mean, there's nothing that's going to happen. So continue this train of thought after the polls have been counted and the seats have been filled, because it's not going to stop today, and we need to put a stop to this so we can find out where our money is going. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much, Carla. Carla, I am concerned and I'm hurt. I'm hurt because it seems that only a certain set of people are able to take advantage of the public purse. And someone is taking advantage of the public purse right in our faces, right? Because you can't tell me that they did not, in the budget, they don't allocate the monies to pay the rent for road traffic. The money is there. It's allocated. Where the money gone? You can't say we can write it off because we owe them when we know we put the money aside. You got to explain where the money gone that you put aside. It can't just disappear. It have to go somewhere. And how much other rental units that the money just disappear? That we put the money aside, it's budgeted, it's secured, and then it didn't go to where it's supposed to go. Where did it go? That's two sets of money. Where did it go? You know, you can't just say, well, you don't got to pay it for. And then to see them, the cabinet is negotiating on the side, and they haven't even included resolve to say, man, I know you're responsible for collector's money, but you don't got to do this no more. Be paying you to do this, but you don't got to do this no more because we're going to write it off. How can that happen? How can that happen? What you doing to us as a Bahamians, man? What you doing to us? This ain't nice, man. This ain't fair. Because if I did owe you, you know, they just turn off your light when you don't pay your light. No, they just turn it off. There's nobody I can call, except if I live on that on Sweetens Key, you could call the government. They just write off the bill. I see the people in Abaco vexed or ratted over how come they gone through Dorian and the government did not write off their bill. Because y'all ain't special, Abaco. Y'all ain't special. Sweetens Key special. That's why their light bill got written off. And yours will never get written off. Right? Because you ain't going through the storm as bad as Sweetens Key. I mean, you're all dead and thing and drowned and had all kind of destruction. But y'all wasn't considered. Just get used to it. Get used to it. So I'm playing with y'all. Let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yes. The question that I feel that needs to be answered is why are we renting buildings? You know, and the thing is,
we's rent like buildings. Let me stop you there. We's rent buildings. We know why we's rent buildings. So your question is moot. The idea is we's rent buildings. The why and the wherefore is that we's rent buildings.
Okay, so the question is, my answer is we shouldn't be renting buildings.
I have no problem with renting buildings. You may have other personal...
But that's debatable, right? Yes. Shouldn't that be debatable?
Yes, but like I said it becomes as a moot thing because you have an issue. I don't have an issue. Let's don't talk about it no more.
So, and another thing is these buildings. These people are outfitting these buildings. The most buildings you rent, you got to outfit. You got to spend money to outfit these buildings. You understand what I'm saying? So, and there lies our problem. Our government don't own nothing. Mm. So we're not gonna. We used to own the telco. We used to own the harbor, the game. Now you can see we be selling and we sold hotels. And nothing is getting better. Right? Years ago you could go to DNA and get a bed in the hospital. you know, since he started this, since Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, since the first Hubert Ingham thing, and we going another way. You understand, we're going a conservative way. This country, we are too conservative. We are not progressive. And there lies our problem. So, nope, it doesn't matter who wins the election. If all of the policies, all these party policies are the same, it doesn't matter if all of them are conservative. Only them wins. The masses never wins. Anyway, thank you.
Thanks very much. This text says, isn't the loan linked to the property? In fact, I think we own the property, you know, right? That we renting, that they writing off for somebody else who owes us money for the property. You see, when you try to analyze it, it gets worse. It get worse, man. It doesn't make sense. So they can't do that. That means future governments will be forced to rent this space forever, no matter the condition it is in or if the government, if the environment makes a better location available. How long does the $30 million in rent run? That's that text there. This text says, PGC signed a crazy lease for use of the Miller property and paid for renovations and rent during the renovations to save Mr. Miller from BOB repossession. Right? It was off the island and someone used my card. Oh, they're talking about Tingham. When I was off the island, I had the card in my possession. When I reported to RBC, they were dismissive and said, I will take 3 months. It does take 3 months. I said, hell no. I have thousands while RBC have billions. Credit me and do your investigations. It takes 3 months, right? Say they left $4 on my account, RBC Finco account. They started small and then went big. That's what they do. When you see small things, you got to correct that quickly. This text says, Mr. Leslie Miller is one of those PLPs whose stomach has no bottom. All for me, babies, friends, family, foreigners, and lovers. We need to send brave home. That's what that text says, right? So read, the listeners of The Guardian Radio do not know when to take you serious. Are you serious because you always carrying on like a natural clown? I am a clown. But now that you know that, right? No need to complain. Anyway, we're going to take this quick commercial break. Call ICU. Caller, I see you. We're going to come back right after this quick commercial break, and we'll continue our discussion because I am concerned. I am also concerned about another headline. It says, we were victimized by the government. And when you read this article, you got to go to buy the Nassau Guardian for the day, Tuesday the 5th, 2026. You become alarmed. You become alarmed and say, this can't be happening in the Bahamas, right? And I say, no, I am concerned. I don't know what to say. We'll be right back.
Try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This election night, trust the team you trust every single day. On May 12th, your Guardian Radio hosts will be live from 6 p.m. until the election is called, with verified results, breaking developments, and reporting from the entire Guardian News Network, the teams from Guardian Digital and the Nassau Guardian, every day and every election day. Stay with the Guardian News Network on Guardian Radio 96.9 and Star 106 FM.
The FNM can't agree on anything,
except attacking everything started by the PLP. Now Michael Pintard is calling for a reset, but it's stop, review, and cancel again. Imagine, new airports, canceled. School breakfast, canceled. Upskill, canceled. The National Youth Guard, canceled. Energy reforms, canceled. Their crew would roll back progress. The FNM, not strong enough to lead us forward, but petty enough to drag us back. Paid for by the PLP.
On May 12th, your Guardian Radio host will be live from the moment the polls close until the election is called with the Guardian News Network team, providing verified results and live reporting from all across the country every day and every election day. Count on the folks you know on Guardian Radio 96.9 and GuardianRadioTalkShow.com. That means I can be here. I can be giving commentary on what is happening, and I might predict the election. I might tell you can go win, right? So come and tune in and hear my commentary and how I see things. But we have a caller here. I see. Okay, that person hang up. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm good. Listening to your show.
Thanks very much.
While the government is paying out presents, they need to consider, or they need to not even consider, because there are a lot of Bahamians who have retired and have not, to my knowledge, have not received their pension, their gratuity, or their NIB. They have to wait months and months for that, so they need to really start paying those persons out, because everybody needs their funds. The other thing is the comment that you made earlier in terms of us owning our own offices, our own buildings. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with the gentleman. Now, if you want to be clearer as to why you don't agree, I would appreciate that. But
look at Princess Margaret Hospital.
I believe as citizens, I believe, just like you would have said earlier, you're paying a mortgage because you want to own something. Mm-hmm. Why is it as citizens of this country we shouldn't own things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. I said, look at Princess Margaret Hospital. We have about 6 mansions we own that is dilapidated right now. We just can't fix it. The maintenance of it has become overwhelming, and we just seem not to do well at maintenance. It just becomes dilapidated. Because of that, the government has said, man, we need someone who can manage these properties and fix these properties on time. So they rent buildings now. It's unfortunate that some people take advantage of the rental buildings, but they rent buildings because how our government is situated, we just don't maintain buildings well. Even National Insurance don't maintain their government buildings well. And they own a number of the buildings that our general government rent from. I just got a response from Latrey Ramming. I'm not sure if Latrey Ramming is responding as the Director of Communication for the Office of the Prime Minister, or if he's responding as the Director of Communication of the PLP. The two roles are just getting in and out, and nobody seems in the PLP and the government seems to have a problem with it, because we are confused as to who is speaking nowadays. He is now politicking when he is working as the Director of Communication for the Office of the Prime Minister. But anyway, he sent a response. He said, it is regrettable that the Tribune did not seek a response from the government before publishing its headline, which risks misleading the public. Had the government been contacted, we would have provided the relevant facts and avoided confusion arising from the framing of the story. I have since been in communications with the Tribune and appreciate their engagement and understanding. As Mr. Leslie Miller's attorney, Damian Gomez, has confirmed, no settlement has been finalized, no amount has been agreed, nothing has been approved, confirmed, or concluded. Discussions remain ongoing and subject to negotiating. I'm telling Mr. Latrey Ramming, we don't want this. So stop it, the negotiation. We don't want it. How Mr. Leslie Miller pay his bill. That's what we want. Right? The Office of the Attorney General is in possession of a legal advice previously shared by Cabinet under the former administration, which confirmed that the leases executed by the government in relation to the Summer Winds development were valid and enforceable, and that there was a breach of contract by the government. Governments are ongoing. Pay Leslie Miller his money, and then have Leslie Miller pay us. See, all this rigmarole with Mr. Ramming is doing, they ain't helping. That advice was ignored by previous administration, creating a liability now being addressed. The government will be guided by the law, the facts, and the interest. This we don't want. See, that's what they want. See, when they talk, they have us as simple-minded. We don't want this, Mr. Ramming. We don't want this. Have Mr. Miller pay his bill. This writing off thing, but let Resolve deal with it. Pay him. Pay him, and then have him pay us. My Lord, man. These people. Let's go back to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, you there? Let's move on to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. The phone's lit. Oh, go ahead, caller. Turn on your radio and go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, CA.
Good morning.
Yeah, see, this is the nonsense that these people be engaging in. You know, we see some believe that this money is taxpayers' money, my money, your money, everybody's money go into this consolidated fund. And they use it as if it's their personal money. This is the, you know, these people just hang around these political parties and they suck the public treasury dry. And let's see, I mean, what we need to ask ourselves, we ask this question. How many additional contracts did Leslie Miller get over the last 4 years?
We were helping him out. This is why he got it. We said, okay, we don't want you to lose things. We can help you out. And this is now the repayment for helping him out? We
and should they can't let him even make $100,000 available to small and medium-sized business owners as grant to fuel money throughout these various constituencies. You got to be connected at the tail of these political organizations, almost prostituting yourself just to get a contract and see me show you something. Our population size is what just they've been saying it's what just over 400,000 people. You know, they behemoth is supposed to be living like this, you know. There's no way, but just a selected few just hanging around these political parties until they 90 and just sucking they're sucking us dry. Meanwhile, you are persons in that dialysis unit can't even get their blood cleaned properly because we don't have sufficient and adequate dialysis machine. No bed space. But then they're taking money, directing money to their family, their friends, and other interests, and just destroying this country. And just, I mean, it's just mind-boggling to see the way these political leaders behave, man. I mean, Donald Trump has to send a chopper to get these people out of this country, man. Someone has to remove these policies from out of this country because it's blatant and they have no shame. The international community is looking at all of these things, you know, and they look at us as donkeys, as behemoths. It's just embarrassing to see what's going on in this country. I am hot. I am very, very, very hot.
I heard, Clever. I heard. This was a disappointment, Clever. This was a disappointment. I see what's happening right in front of me, Clever.
I mean, they're just taking the money and just distributing the money amongst themselves. $141 million at Beaches and Park that they can't even have an account for. And I understand it can go as high as $200 million. $250 million in consultancy fees. And many of them never wrote a white paper report on anything. I understand people home could barely walk.
You're politicking now, Clever.
They are consultants.
You're politicking trying to sway the people them. I understand. But you can't politic. And I said, my goal is not to sway people in the election. I'm just saying that this is unfortunate. So it's, go, Nuri. The caller called you a clown because you ripped him. This Leslie Miller thing is a disgrace. It's just stealing. PLP and the FNM does this. And you out, guys, wondering why we want a third party? Wake up, bro. We are being cheated. Something is happening, and it's happening right in front of our eyes, and I don't like it. I don't like how it's making it feel. I don't know. I don't like even what Mr. Ramming, Latre Ramming, is doing to us and his explanations. It's like a witchcraft thing. He manipulating. It's a witchcraft thing, and I don't like it. Right? Say, CA, if you run, I would vote for you. Just don't change. No, I try not to change, man. I just, certain things there is frustrate me. Right? Recently, it was declared, or just discovered is the right word, through the American sources, that we have engaged some lobbyists. We wasn't going to get no buddies, no. They're going to keep that secret no matter how much to be paying the lobbyists. This was not for us to know. But because United States is not a because United States is a real country, and the Bahamas we start it's starting to become questionable. The lobbyists had to declare that yes, they are working for the Bahamas government, and they declare how much money they're getting paid and what they'll be doing. But we have Bahamian lobbyists, we have foreign lobbyists here, or Bahamian lobbyists who work on behalf of American entities. Do they declare and say, well, we working on behalf of these foreign governments, bringing them, right? It just seemed that one country is real and doing things, and then the next country, we just Mickey Mouse, right? And then they do flippant response and say, oh, this is common. We do this all the time. We look for lobbyists all the time, right? Even though the lobbyist is 24-year-old and we can't see exactly what he's doing, even though one has a history and we don't want to associate the normal people don't normally associate themselves with such, right? And you look at the explanation and you say, man, look how they explaining these things and this just not don't feel right. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller.
Hello.
Hey, you're live, ma'am. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, ma'am.
I hear you talking about the beaches and parks. I just want to confirm that the contractors have not been paid in over a year and a half.
You ain't getting paid. Wait till after the election.
They're doing the work, and they have not been paid.
Ma'am, okay? I feel for you, but you ain't getting paid till after the election.
No, hold on. Another point. The contractors who are doing the work for Ministry of Works have not been paid either, okay?
Again, ma'am, you ain't getting paid till after the election.
Hold on. I just want the Bahamas to know we're not making these stories up, and the hardship that the PLP government is imposing on Bahamian people, they should be ashamed of themselves, okay? How come the Prime Minister and all his MPs and all his cronies could be paid for four persons who are actually contracted to do a service? It is unjust to cause people to work for you and you withhold their pay. What does he expect God-fearing Bahamians to do, okay? I know what I'm doing. I know what my family is doing. We're getting on our knees to make sure that the government is overthrown, okay? We're going up to the polls.
You start politicking,
ma'am. We will not be deterred by long lines or whatever antics the PLP is carrying out and whatever they have planned. I want them to know that on Barron's poll day, all their shenanigans
are politicking on them. You're politicking on
them. People in unmarked clothes were all saying they're voting against the PLP. So let them keep it up. On May 12th, the FNM will be elected to the House of Parliament.
Okay, ma'am. The woman started politicking. I feel for her about the contracts not being paid because you ain't getting paid till after the election. Wait till May 12th and then ask for your money then. But you ain't getting paid now. And that's what I'm going to keep people on saying. But no. You got to wait. But I feel your concern. Mr. Nuri, so where is the $280 million borrowed for the purchasing of the Grand Bahama Power and Light Emera, which the port says no to the deal? Where is the money? I don't know where the money is. Some things just strange, man. Says, why didn't the previous political administration honor the terms of what the courts determined was legitimate contract? What was the motivation behind that? We got to ask Minnis. The contract had almost 100 lobbyists. Oh, that's Canada. Canada had almost 100 lobbyists now due to the recent border tariffs scuffled with the U.S. Is that a third world corrupt country? Now they're comparing us to Canada. I mean, they comparing us, a third world country, to Canada. This text are comparing us to Canada. I don't know what to say. He compared us to Canada. And again, the issue is not that we have lobbyists. No. The issue is who the lobbyists are, right? How much the lobbyists are being paid. And we don't know exactly what it is that we're trying to lobby for, right? These people are questionable, right? And I'm saying, I don't know what we're doing with that money. It just seems odd. I hope that helped you, Texter. And Mr. Miller sits on Shanique's show and carry on about other people. He bless. That's why he's able to sit on Shanique's show and carry on. No, ceases. The money keepers are creating more opportunities to carve up the treasury. They are privatizing every piece of government to the benefit of the pockets of the cronies. This government can't maintain buildings, so we have to give billions in rent to our friends. Like I said, we can't maintain buildings. I understand. Let's go to this caller. This will be the last caller for the day. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Yeah, morning. Nancy Miller says, remember when he ran to Botelco?
Yeah, remember that.
And the building got damaged with the hurricane.
Okay.
And he wanted Metallico to pay him. Metallico tell him no. And gone before the judge tried to give him the money, but then the appeal court tell him no way. Him was on repair. It ain't Metallico fault. And he's trying to get $9 million out of Metallico.
Mm.
And like you say, you owe that bank $38 million. Now, somebody has to owe that bank, their house get taken away. And the people who owe that $5,000, they put their name in the paper, but some of the people who owe big loan, they didn't put. I remember a permanent teller, his house got taken away from that bank. Now, how do you start to get away with this amount of money? I don't know how they could do it.
It don't look good.
Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, then another thing with this, Anyhow, another thing with this renting business, I agree. Government can maintain, but you could hire somebody to be around the building and check it and make sure there's something going wrong, and they can maintain the building like that. Because I think they're paying a lot of money for rent when they can build their own building.
Hmm.
You know, some people are profiting off the government like that, and it is deadly wrong, you know. But more things I could say, I go.
You can call back. I appreciate you calling, caller. I appreciate it. It's some cloak and dagger type things happening right in front of us. That's my point. Some things I should know, but this is uneasy with me. It's unfortunate what is happening. Clearly, it's this blatant disregard to our feelings as behemoths. It's a disregard to us, right? And someone needs to stand up and say, no, this is not right. As they negotiate, right? As they write off people's bill, right? As they allocate monies to these bills and that we continue to pay. The point is, we give Mr. Miller that contract to help him out, man. So, man, what they happening now? And we know you owe us. We can help you out by getting one contract, man. And this is how it turned out. Sometimes some people, you just leave them alone, let them drown. Just leave them alone and let them drown, because saving them is cost us. And this is costing us. This is costing us. And I don't like it. It smells. I don't like it, man. Why do it to us? What I do to government so, man, that it can constantly just poke us and agitate, aggravate. This ain't nice, man. I don't like it. And I don't like how they victimized them people on the family island. There were five former family island administrators say they were transferred in 2021 to make room for PLP cronies. That ain't nice. Very unfortunate. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a good day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.